I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Chinese Christians face new troubles. Laws enacted on February 1st allow officials greater control over religious activities and force Christians to teach communist ideas. The Chinese government now has the authority to supervise many aspects of church life. Kurt Rovenstein from Bibles for China says the ramifications could be serious. Work continues as normal for now. Bibles from Amity Press continue to distribute God's word accurately. Rovenstein encourages believers to pray for Chinese Christians.
That they would grab a hold of the truth of scripture that says that God is going to build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against them. And I'm sure it seems like the gates of hell are advancing, but just that assurance that they will not prevail in these difficult times.
And one man went from training suicide bombers to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mala, whose name was changed for security purposes, was a Taliban fighter, explains FMI's Bruce Allen. He picked up a Bible and now is willing to give his life not in the name of Islam, but for Jesus. Mala's miraculous story shows what the Holy Spirit can do with a single Bible. And now you can send twice as many through FMI's Twice as Far campaign. It ends this Saturday, but until then, all gifts will be matched up to $100,000.
That is so exciting when we know that these Bibles are going to some of the darkest areas of the world spiritually, and yet there is such a hunger for the Bible. It's just that people in these areas have severely limited access.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.